Good morning. It's Brackets Hunter.
Good morning.
We kicked Benny out of the studio.
Oh, he's out of here.
Yeah.
You know why we kicked him out? Because he smells like
hot dog water.
Ah, dude. He came over here, we're watching the video, and he's sitting right there next to me. I'm like, dude, quit breathing on me.
Yeah. Hot dog breath.
How's my hot dog breath?
You know what? Next year, let's blend the hot dogs.
We could.
We'll just blend it. We'll make a hot dog smooth.
No, we'll make him bong it. Beer bonga. Ground up hot dog. God, dude.
It's going to be great. All right. If you missed out on Benny's cocktail weenie challenge, go to our Facebook page.
Right.
The video is vertical when it's supposed to be horizontal because Hunter screwed up.
So. Don't let him. Don't. You blew it.
You blew it.
You gave me the camera.
You blew it.
It's on video.
You were in my mind. You got in my head. You said we have to do horizontal videos.
Because you have to.
Either way, it's still funny. Benny throwing up cocktail weenies, vertical or horizontal.
Dude, the best part is that piece of weenie that came flying out of his nose. You see the size of that thing?
That was good.
How did it not get lodged in his nose?
Which is, it's good. He's got a good sinus track, apparently. So that's good. All right, let's do your WTF.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show. Brought to you by Henry's Hamburgers.
On Tuesday afternoon, a courthouse in El Reno, Oklahoma, received a bomb threat.
Ooh.
The entire place was evacuated. The bomb squad came in and took about 2 hours for them to sweep the place and figured out there wasn't really a bomb. The cops traced the threat to a 27-year-old guy named Brian Doro from Oklahoma City.
Why'd he do it?
When they arrested him the next day, he told them why he did it, Hunter. His girlfriend had a child custody hearing at the courthouse that afternoon, but she couldn't afford a lawyer, so he tried to buy her more time with the bomb threat.
Oh,
and they called it puppy love.
It's the old fire alarm trick when you got a test coming up
hour. He was arrested on one count of making a threat by explosive means. Baby, I love you.
I mean, he does look
baby,
like...
Baby, I know you got to go to court.
That's exactly how that guy talks,
exactly.
Too.
Exactly.
You can just tell.
And you can just tell. She's like, I know you love me, Papa Jean, but I got to go to this custody hearing.
I mean,
baby, I don't want you to go.
Can I throw it out there? I mean, not to the extent of a bomb threat, but we've all thought about maybe pulling that fire alarm, especially when you're in school and you don't want to go take that test.
I never did because I'm a good kid.
Oh, you're a good kid. You were smart.
You
weren't smart. What am I talking about?
Was that always that threat that if you pull it, that white powder gets all over your hand? And that's how they got me. That's how they identify you. Okay, so I think lesson learned is don't be a hillbilly that calls in a bomb threat to keep your girlfriend from going to a custody battle.
Don't do it.